Up, fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll Silver. Away!
When Grandpa Brown prepared to make his second trip across the plains to California, he looked with doubts at the results of Jess Winchester's efforts to assemble a wagon train that would get there without mishap. And Grandpa Brown had a reason, for not only had he financed Jess in the venture, but also his niece Laura was Jess's bride. And Grandpa Brown loved that niece of his more than he did the money he'd let Jess have.
Now look here, Jess Winchester. You don't mean to tell me we're starting out to California with this bunch of flea bait?
Why, sure, Grandpa Brown. They're good horses. Nothing wrong with them at all.
Flea bait, I call them. And that's not all. There's not enough of them.
But, Grandpa, Jess knows what he'll need in the way of stock.
Now, Laura, you keep out of this. I'd like to see a young bride have confidence in a man. But when it may be a matter of life and death later on, well, let me decide whether he knows his business or not.
Grandpa, Laura's right. I've been freighting for 10 years.
Maybe so. But I say these horses he bought aren't strong enough for the kind of trip we're starting out on. And they sure don't have enough of them. How many horses you got, Jess?
4. That's enough in case of emergency.
4 extras. You'll need a dozen or more extras when we start over the divide. I know what I'm talking about. I've been over it before.
Oh, Grandpa, that was 20 years ago. It's a lot different now.
Anyway, Grandpa, I was trying to save you money.
Trying to save me money? I'm no Santa Claus. You're borrowing it. It's up to you to pay it back.
Oh, Grandpa.
And I'd feel a lot more confident of getting it back if you'd use a little more sense about getting good stock and plenty of it. But you're the boss, Jess. It's up to you to get us through.
It was 6 weeks later that the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode through the barren foothills of the Sangre de Cristo Range, with snow-capped peaks far to the west towered like plumed sentinels guarding the narrow pass over the Great Divide. Suddenly, the masked man reined up sharply.
Look to the south there, Tonto.
Ah, Indians.
Yes, nearly 20 of them. They seem to be either watching something or waiting for someone.
We're not far from Big Trail, Kimasabi.
Yes, I know. About 10 miles from it.
Maybe them trail raiders.
Could be. But if they are, it's my guess there are white men among them.
You see white men?
No. No, I don't. They're all Indians, Tonto. They're well armed, too.
Ah. And where we go?
Back to the big trail. They may be watching the approach of a wagon train. And if they are, they're planning an attack when it reaches a pass to the west of us. All right, let's go.
One, two.
Get them up, scum.
Meanwhile, the wagon train bearing Grandpa Brown under the command of Jess Winchester pulled up at a waterhole, the last they'd find before they crossed the Great Divide. Jess Winchester was forced to make an admission to his young wife.
I'll have to admit the old boy knew what he was talking about, Laura. I wish he'd quit reminding me of it.
Grandpa's worried, and he's got a right to be, Jess. We lost 3 horses in crossing the river, and 5 more are so sick they're practically worthless.
I know. Well, we'll rest up here for a couple of days, and maybe the sick critters will get in shape to make the pull over the grade.
Grandpa says they'll never make it. He says we'll never get through the pass.
Oh, we'll get through all right. Hey, look yonder, Laura.
2 men, and they're leading a string of horses. I wonder who they are.
I don't know, but I'll soon find out.
Who's the boss of this outfit?
I'm the boss. Come on, Laura.
You're the fellow we want to talk to.
Me and my partner saw your outfit early this morning. We figured maybe you'd be in the market for some good horse flesh.
Mean you want to sell that string of horses?
That's what we do, mister.
Oh, Jess, this is a godsend.
Yeah, but don't let on. Well, mister, maybe I'll talk business. Depends on the price.
Well, me and Joe don't aim to take advantage of you folks. Reckon we can get together on the price.
Well, dismount then. We'll talk it over.
Well, Mr. Winchester, you won't regret buying them horses. You're getting them at a bargain.
Yeah, the price is fair, all right. Will you give them the money now, Laura?
Yes, Jeff. Here it is. All counted out.
I checked it, Stinger. It's all there.
Hey, who's that old coot looking in that horse's mouth?
Hmm? Oh, that's my grandfather.
Here he comes. Just can't keep his nose out of nothing.
How much did you pay for these horses, Jess?
$25 a head, and I took all 12 of them.
Uh-huh. Now will you introduce me to Santa Claus?
Grandpa, these are the 2 men who sold them to Jess.
Howdy.
How are you?
Which one of you is Santa Claus?
Why, Grandpa, what do you mean?
I mean that anybody who sells good horse flesh like that for $25 a head has to be Santa Claus. He couldn't be nobody else.
You're a good judge of horse flesh, Grandpa. You see, Mr. Winchester, I told you he was getting a bargain.
I'm not so sure about the bargain part. I know more about that when we get through the pass and over the divide.
I reckon we better be going, Stinger. We got a long ride ahead of us.
Yeah, I guess we had better mosey along.
We should stay for supper. It'll be ready soon.
Well, thank you, ma'am, but we'll be getting on. When are you folks moving on?
We figured on staying here at the water hole for a couple of days, but now we got fresh horses. I guess we'll break camp as soon as we eat.
I see. Well, adios, everybody.
Goodbye.
Hey there.
Come on.
Get over there. Get up. Come on. Get up.
Come on, Laura. You and Jess. Got the victuals ready.
Come on, Jess.
Right, and I'm plenty hungry.
Yeah. Too bad Santa Claus wasn't hungry. I was hoping he'd stick around and throw snowballs at me while I was cooking over this hot fire. Oh.
Grandpa, why do you talk that way? You embarrass those 2 men.
Yeah, after they've done us a mighty big favor, too.
Why, how you talk, Jess Winchester. Huh? How do you know he wasn't Santa Claus?
Oh, nonsense. Give me some of them potatoes, Laura.
Here, I'll fill your plate.
Now, I'll ask you a question, Jess. If that fellow who sold us the horses wasn't Santa Claus, then who in tarnation is he?
He was a rancher, that's who he is. And the other man is his partner.
I suppose he told you so, huh?
Yeah, they both did. Now, what about it?
Oh, nothing much. Except this stretch of country through here is government land. And it's never been open to ranching. That's all.
Say, Grandpa, what's that you've got strapped around your waist?
What? Why, Grandpa, the very idea. Where'd you get that pistol?
It's the same one I toted when we crossed through here 20 years ago.
What on earth are you wearing it for?
Just in case Santa Claus decides to come back unexpected, that's all.
What do you mean, Grandpa?
Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Laura. He was gloating all over the place this morning when he thought I'd run out of stock. Now I was lucky in getting fresh horses, he's belittling the deal I made. That's what's wrong with him.
Jess, something's wrong.
Yeah. Everybody seems excited about something.
Look, a masked man on a white horse.
And an Indian with him.
Here they come riding right into camp.
They think they can hold up this camp. They're fools. I'll gun them down.
Oh, yes, do be careful.
Surround them, men. Surround them.
All right, kids.
Hold your fire.
We've got you covered, mister. Don't make a move.
Steady, silver, easy, big fella. Are you in command of this wagon train?
None of your business. As long as you ask, I am. Now I'll ask the questions. What's the idea of riding in here in broad daylight wearing a mask?
We came here to warn you.
Warn us?
Yours is the third wagon train that has gone through here in the past 3 months. The other two were wiped out to a man.
The masked man quickly told of having seen a small band of Indians in the foothills and disclosed how the other wagon trains had been attacked. He learned that Jess Winchester was planning to move his own wagon train westward immediately.
That would get you at the mouth of the pass about sundown.
Right. Then we're moving through the pass early tomorrow morning.
That's exactly when they'll hit you, just at daybreak. Now, if you'll take my advice, you won't endanger the lives of these women and children as well as your own. Stay here until it gets dark.
But I'm not taking your advice, mister.
Oh?
Soon after we left Independence, I heard about those attacks you've been telling about. You seem to be mighty well posted on the details. Except you left out one important part of the story.
What's that?
There's supposed to be white renegades working with the Indians who did the attacking.
That's right.
Yes, that's true.
Then why didn't you include that in what you was telling us?
Because we saw no white men among the Indians we sighted.
Oh, of course you didn't. Unless you had a looking glass and took a peek at yourself.
Mister,
I'm on to you. You and that mask you're wearing. You thought you'd come riding in here and get us to change our plans so they'd fit in with your plans. You're a trail raider, that's what you are. But I'm telling you right now, you've raided your last wagon train. Now get off that horse before we make you look like a fence post the woodpeckers have been working on.
Easy, Tonto. We're outnumbered.
Close in on him, man. I said get off that horse before I shoot you off it.
Let him have it, Jess.
You give me one chance to get off already.
I'm no trail raider. I'll prove it.
We'll decide who you are. I'll get off that horse by the time I count three. One, two.
Just a minute there, Jess Winchester. And the rest of you, too.
Grandpa, put down that pistol.
What? Hey, Grandpa, point that gun the other way.
Not on your life. I'm covering you until that masked man draws his gun.
And they're drawn. Are you men, all of you? Put the guns away.
Go on, do as he says.
Grandpa, you're on his side.
I know the side I'm on.
Always button in. Well, go ahead, boys, put the guns away. We've got no chance when our own friends turn on us.
Oh, Grandpa. Grandpa, why did you do it? That masked man and the Indian will steal everything we have.
I told you, I'm no bandit or trail raider.
Then if you're not, just who are you?
I just noticed that string of horses over there. Did you buy them today?
How do you know?
Jess got them from Santa Claus. Didn't you, Jess?
Answer the masked man, Jess.
Yes, I bought them today. What about it?
Notice the crossbow brand on them. Those horses belong to the Ashley wagon train.
The Ashley wagon train? Why, that was one of the outfits that was attacked.
That's right.
Every man, woman, and child was killed. Who brought those horses here?
Santa Claus.
Oh, Grandpa, do be quiet.
Two ranchers brought them here.
There's not a ranch within 75 miles of here.
That's what Grandpa said. And who were they?
Probably the white renegades who have been leading the attacks on the wagon trains.
But why would they come prowling around here if they were trail raiders?
To find out how many men and how much money you have.
One of them saw our money bag when I counted our payment for the horses.
But why'd they sell them horses so cheap?
Because they'll get them back when they raid your wagon train.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. continue our story. The Lone Ranger had won the confidence of Grandpa Brown, and the rest of the members of the wagon train were willing to accept the old man's opinion. All but Jess, who asked question after question.
How do you know they're the ones that raided the Ashley wagon train?
Now, Jess, you've asked enough questions. If you're not convinced that the masked man is on the square by now, you're thicker in the skull than I think you are.
He's right, Jess. The masked man said he'd help us. Now, let's hear what he has to say.
All right, mister, let's hear it. Looks like you're the boss now.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto swung from their horses, and the masked man outlined his plan of strategy as the pioneers crowded about him.
First, we'll not break camp as you planned. The raiders and their Indian companions will be watching from the foothills. They'll think you've changed your plans and intend to stay here until tomorrow.
Won't they be able to hear our horses and wagons when we pull out tonight?
No, they won't. I camped in the foothills at least 5 miles from here, not far from the pass.
Just what makes you so certain they won't be at the pass waiting for us?
Since raiding the last wagon trains, they know the troops are on the lookout for them. They know the troops might come through the pass from the west and surprise them. They don't want to be near the pass if that happens.
Well, maybe so, but you'd think they'd post a sentry at the pass.
Certain they have a sentry there. But Tonto and I'll ride out of here in a few minutes. If we discover the sentry, we'll find a way to silence him.
Well, then you're leaving us?
We'll be back by dark. You and the others will wait until we get back. You understand?
All right, Masked Man. But I'm saying that when we pull out for the pass, our campfires will die down, and the Indians will know what we're up to.
That's right.
Tonto and I'll remain here for the night and keep the fires burning until daybreak. By that time, your wagon train will be through the pass.
And we'll be safe from then on to California.
But remember one important thing. When you start out tonight, you're not to light any lanterns. None.
I'll see they don't. I'll round up all the lanterns and stand guard over them myself.
Good. Come on, Tonto.
You ready?
If we find the sentry at the pass, we'll bring him here. We may be able to get information from him. All right, steady.
Even if they can scout there.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
It was shortly after midnight when the wagon train entered the mouth of the narrow pass that led across the Great Divide. There was an air of subdued jubilation along the line of wagons.
Come on, get up there.
We're in the pass at last.
But we're not through it yet. Let's save our singing until we are. Don't forget, they had a sentry posted. If them trail raiders miss
him... The masked man and Tonto got him, Grandpa. He's their prisoner now.
Yeah, but he never talked. They didn't get anything on him. Fact is that three of them may be in cahoots for all we know.
Jess Winchester, you talk plain foolish.
The masked man said he'd take the Indian to the nearest fort and turn him over to the army.
That's what he said. Maybe that's not what he'll do. I just don't trust none of them.
Something's happened, Jack. The wagon train stopped.
Yeah, the trouble's up ahead of us. I'll go find out.
I'll hold your horses, Jess. But hurry up. We don't want to get stuck in this narrow pass.
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, it's a busted axle. Broke off clean.
How'd it happen?
Must have hit a boulder. I couldn't see in the dark.
You're blocking the pass. We can't get by you here.
Don't I know it? What'll we do, Jess? We can't fix this axle.
Just one thing we can do. We gotta burn the wagon.
Burn my wagon?
Yeah, Jess is right. We'll never get through the pass unless we do.
Well, if she's gotta burn, she's gotta burn, I reckon.
Pete, you unhitch your team while some of the men unload your stuff and put it in their wagons. And we'll start the wagon blazing.
Yeah, come on, let's get busy.
Meanwhile, 5 miles away, the two men who had sold the horses to Jess Winchester faced a perplexing problem with their Indian ally, Chief Dogfoot.
You tell Dogfoot. The wagons leave Waterhole a long time ago. Them's still there.
Yeah, I know, Chief. I can see them campfires just as plain as you can. But they must have changed their plans and decided to pull out in the morning.
They sure told us they was moving west today.
They tell you a lie. We go now, kill them.
Ah, you're loco. They could stand us off for a month down by that water hole.
That's right, Chief. We gotta wait till they start through the pass. They'll be strung out like the other wagon trains then.
It'll be easy to get them. We can just... Hey, look yonder.
Where?
West of us. See?
Hey, it's a fire.
Wonder what it is.
That fire in pass.
In the pass?
You can't see the pass in this dark.
That fire in pass. Me know where pass is, even in dark.
My God, maybe Dogfoot's right, Stinger. That fire's in the direction of the pass.
But who would it be?
Could be a wagon train coming east. Maybe one of the wagons caught fire from a lantern.
It could be.
Maybe you, big fool.
Maybe men at Waterhole leave campfires burn to fool you. Maybe them in pass now.
Oh, no, Chief. You're wrong about that.
You haven't forgotten we posted one of your braves at the pass to act as sentry in case they tried to pull any tricks on us, have you?
Them tenderfeet couldn't fool us, Dogfoot.
Maybe something happened to sentry. We go to pass now. Me call braves.
Cat Winchester, did you give the order to burn this wagon in the pass?
Huh? Oh, it's you, huh? Button in again?
Yes, it's me, button in again. To tell you that you're the biggest fool I ever saw.
Now, what's the matter? Burning the wagon was the only way we could get out of the pass so the rest of us could get by.
And this fire can be seen clean to kingdom come. Them trail raiders will see it and know we've tricked them.
What else could we have done?
You could have taken the wagon apart with a couple of monkey wrenches, you dad-burned fool. It might have taken a little longer, but now just look. The brush has caught fire.
That's all right. The men will put it out. Just give them time.
If them trail raiders see it, you won't have time to do anything. Jess Winchester.
Oh, quiet. Nobody's going to see this fire. Anyway, the masked man said the Indians was all of 5 miles from here.
Hey, somebody's right in here.
Yeah, pretty fast, too.
Trail raiders, likely.
Yeah, I see him. I can make him out.
Glory be! It's the masked man.
I thought you was going to stay at the water hole and tend to the fires.
I'd still be there if I hadn't seen this fire. I knew you'd soon be in trouble.
Where's the Indian friend Tonto?
Never mind Tonto. Put that fire out as quickly as you can and get ready for an attack. Forget this end of the wagon train. Get to the rear. They're right in from the east, City Silver.
Hey, where are you going?
For help. You'll need it.
Help? Where are you going to get help?
I haven't time to explain. But if you see another wagon train approaching, don't fire on it. One pillar!
How can you beat that? He tells us if we see another wagon train coming, not to fire on it. There's not another outfit 50 miles of here, and he knows it.
Well, that critter's up to something.
You'd all better stop your gabbing and do like he told you. If them trail raiders ride in on the tail end of this wagon train, it's going to be too bad for all of us.
Oh, Jess.
Hey, Jess, your wife's calling you.
What's the matter, Laura?
Oh, Jess, that Indian, Tonto. Oh, I'm so frightened.
Tonto? What about him? Speak up, Laura.
Well, he stole all of our lanterns.
Stole the lanterns?
Hey, you men!
Hey, that's Pete.
While we was all up front here, somebody stole all our extra horses. Every one of them's gone.
It's the masked man who did it. I knew he was up to something.
Hey, listen.
Oh, Jess, it sounds like Indians.
Yes, it is Indians. Lots of them.
What are we going to do?
Get to the back of the wagon train, you bunch of jugheads. They'll ride in the pass any minute now.
The masked man got us into this trap. I'll pay $1,000 to the one who shoots him off his horse when him and his trail raiders gets here. Now, come on, men. Get ready to fight.
The men of the wagon train raced to the rear and took up positions against the raiders, but they were unprepared for the night attack. Gradually, they were being forced back into the pass, where the glare of the brush fire would make them easy targets for the Indians on top of the bluffs overlooking the narrow canyon.
Yes, I've got the women and children hid under the wagons where them snipers can't pick them off.
Time you did something worthwhile. You got us into this thing, Grandpa, by forcing us to listen to that masked man.
Now you just button your lip, Jess Winchester, and keep shooting. We haven't lost this fight yet.
If we get much more ground, we're finished. The snipers will wipe us out if we get in the glare of the fire.
Oh, Jess! Grandpa!
Laura, get under the wagon so the snipers will get you sure.
Look back through the pass. See? Far off there.
Glory be!
What? It's lights, and they're coming this way.
The Indians saw the slowly moving lights that seemed to come from an approaching wagon train. As they watched, their gunfire diminished. They became tense, apprehensive, wondering if they were likely to be trapped between two fires. Then they heard the hoofbeats of an approaching horse. In the darkness, they heard a cry. It was an Indian signal of danger. None of the Redskins suspected that Tonto, a friend of the pioneers, was giving the alarm. They didn't wait to find out.
Look, the trail raiders have seen the wagon train. They're pulling out of here.
Oh, Jess, we're safe. We're safe.
Yeah. That wagon train did it.
Thanks to the masked man, we're safe.
The masked man? Why, that ornery cuss and you are to blame for all our troubles.
You just wait and see. Here he comes now.
What? Hey, that's no wagon train.
Oh, Jess, It is the masked man.
Well, I'll be a son of a gun. He's got our horses strung out behind him with lanterns hung on them.
And that's what you folks in them trail raiders thought was a wagon train approaching.
Hey, look what's hanging across the back of them two front horses. Dead men.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Bring them up with the firelight, Toto.
Oh, they've been scared.
Yes. Did you ever see these two men before?
You bet he did.
Why, they're the two hombres who sold the horses to me this morning. Did you and Tonto...
No, we didn't kill them. Tonto and I found them at the entrance to the pass, where their Indian companions left them.
You mean...
I mean that the Indians blame them for what happened here tonight. Indians don't trust white renegades who make mistakes. Come on, Tonto. We go back to camp and pick up the sentry we captured. I think you'll talk now.
And then we take him to Fort, huh?
Right, steady, Silver. Easy. One, two, three.
Hey, wait a minute.
They're gone.
Oh, what's his rush? I wanted to ask him why he didn't tell us what he was planning to do instead of saying he was going for help.
I can answer that one for you, Jess Winchester.
You can.
He didn't have time to argue with a stubborn fool like you. If he'd told you what he was aiming to do, you'd have accused him of being up to tricks. By keeping his mouth shut and acting, he got results, just like he always does.
Now, wait, what do you mean, just like he always does? You don't know that hombre.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I don't know what he's talking about.
If you'd lived in the West as long as I have, you'd have known him, too. When he called his Indian friend Tonto and that big white stallion Silver.
Tonto? Silver?
And who in tarnation is he?
He's the best friend honest Western folks ever had. He's the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger? Huh?
And if you don't believe it, just listen.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.